This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Deputies extracted a toddler from a bathroom vent Tuesday after the poor child got stuck in a home on Georgia Pacific Road. The two-year-old's mother called 911 just before 6 a.m. when the boy bent his leg inside the vent but couldn't get out. Deputies removed a piece of flooring to free the toddler. Klondike Rescue checked him out and found absolutely no injuries. Waterfall Estates and County Water District 2 is under a boil advisory. Crews are making emergency repairs, which require that the flow be reversed. Any water used for consumption should be boiled for at least 1 minute. Call 910-770-2158 for more information. A cooking fire Wednesday night caused major damage to a Wyville home. No one was injured, but the fire damaged the kitchen and attic areas of the home on Craigna Street. Quick work by Wyville Fire Department prevented the fire from spreading into the rest of the home. Robeson County authorities are searching for a missing man who may be suffering from a cognitive disorder. Loki Oxendine, age 79, was last seen driving a 1997 Ford Expedition. It's white in color, has damage to the rear. He was wearing a white undershirt, brown long sleeve shirt, and blue and white pajamas. He's 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighs 200 pounds, and has white hair and a mustache. Call 911 if you see him. State health officials reported 2 pediatric flu deaths on Wednesday, the first for the season. Health and Human Services is urging parents of eligible children to have their little ones vaccinated against the flu. A bill before the State House is expected to ease the financial burden for some farmers when it comes to finances. The Farmers Protection Act would do away with environmental, social, and governance practices as a determiner for loans and lines of credit for farmers. Representative Neil Jackson of Moore County said ESG unfairly targets small and medium-sized farms where adopting so-called green practices are just not financially viable. ESG is used by banks and lending institutions to grade farm operations on environmentally sound practices as well as potential impact on minority communities. Lower ESG scores make it harder for farmers to borrow money. Division of Motor Vehicles self-service kiosk and online services will not be available Saturday due to a planned maintenance outage. Most state agencies offering online services will also be offline. The State Pesticide Board announced on Friday that it had settled a case against a local crop duster. Hugh Cundiff, an apprentice spray pilot for Moore's Aerial Applicators of Sampson County, was fined $1,200 because an application targeting a farm field in Columbus drifted onto a road and residential yard. Framing went up this week for the first building of the Veterans Memorial Park of America, south of Whiteville. The service center will eventually serve as a meeting room, social center, and a stop for Veterans Administration mobile service units. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Shirts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.